And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday cover.
Are you missing the first weekend of the summer show?
Yep. Two. No, one.
I beg your pardon?
Missing the first weekend of the summer show. Do we know how long good. It is yet? Yeah. Because I chop and change every
I believe it'll be 1-6 on Sunday, I believe.
Oh, for God's sake.
I thought we were going to be put off air then.
Well, if you're suggesting that the reason why you're the third highest paid person in the network is because you host this.
I never said that. I'm asking Bob. I'm explaining to Bob why I'm getting a millionaire. Oh.
You're too good.
How did that slip? I don't really have any time for books to read.
What about when you're on a holiday? Not that you have any.
I don't have a holiday.
But you've got no one to go with.
It's a bit boring on your own.
Yeah, oh, no, it's not for him. He's got it all worked out.
He's used to it.
Sometimes it's better off that way. Oh, I've noticed at the local shops where I am, there's these little kiosks where you buy your movies from and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, but with Netflix and everything these days, you don't even need
it. Well, mate, the music industry, I mean, they just buy all their music online now, the kids, don't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you would think that would be another industry that's been really heavily hit by the internet.
Yeah.
Anyway,
moving
let's stop being so depressing.
Serious issues.
Yeah, we've got Davey coming up shortly. We've got 6 hours of being depressed.
He'll be on his way out battling the traffic at the DFO.
Oh, the DFO!
Leave him alone.
What did you used to say, Darryl, to get your players up for a second half? Say you're trailing by 20 points at the break.
Yeah, well, I think it was fairly obvious. I tried to tell them that if they won this game, they could jump from 14th to 12th.
First thing he said to me, he said, I've got your pass here, so whoever left it at the gate, thank you very much. I presume it was the triple agent, Luke Davis.
Well, you wouldn't believe it. He went and dropped your pass off at the boom gate, and on the way back in, he got frisked. He asked them to do it again, and they said, either you go in or you're out. And you're
saying that. Davey likes it.
I wanted to get frisked on the way in. All she did was look in the boot.
Hey. Lucky she didn't ask you to open up the bonnet.
The ICAC is just around the corner from where you drink on a Wednesday, so you can just pop
in. You hit me on the head with a block of chocolate.
Another one.
Carol's at Parramatta on line two.
I had some cocktail Frankfurt and it reminded me instead of Don's, it reminded me of a big man.
The cocktail Frankfurt's reminded you of me. That's hardly a rap. Thanks, Carol.
Carol. When I think of my librarian, Bob, not good. She was a nasty,
really?
Nasty piece
really?
Of work.
Why was she nasty?
Oh, everyone hated her at school.
You naughty, naughty boy, you.
He wouldn't have taken the books back on time and all this.
Let's head straight downstairs because Mark Piggy Riddell's there. Joining him is the coach of the North Queensland Cowboys, Paul Green. Piggy, it's downstairs to you.
Congratulations. Good luck tonight and thanks for joining us, Greeny.
Thanks, I'll take the congratulations.
Piggy!
I don't understand what the problem is sleeping in separate beds.
There is none, no problem.
Well, some people think there is a problem.
I find it different, yeah.
Well, why would it worry you if you slept in a separate bed?
Well, it just wouldn't feel right.
Does Carly snort?
She's a heavy breather.
131873.
No wonder you don't want to leave.
BBC.com.au.
Sometimes when she's asleep.
The great man's fine.